Second week of the NFL season. Nando DeFino joins us, sports writer for the Wall Street Journal. Good morning, Nando.
Good morning. How's it going?
There's a million games to talk about, buddy, but if I'm a quarterback this morning, I'm feeling pretty darn good. What is the story with all this offense? Let me give you a couple of numbers. Tennessee Titans' Matt Hasselbeck throws for 358 yards. Tony Robo fractured a rib, threw for 345 yards. They won. Cam Newton is the story of the year so far, 432 yards. That's his second over 400 performance 2 weeks into the season. What's going on here?
Honestly, everyone's attributing this to the lockout. I guess I'm going to have to jump on board with that, too. It might have just been a random shift in offenses away from the running games, but I think, you know, you get a guy run out here, turn left, and I'll throw it to you. It'll confuse the defenses who haven't been together for too long, and I believe that's what's happening. I mean, you don't get a talent like Cam Newton all the time either, so that kind of helps.
Now, we would normally lead with the Jets 32, the Jaguars 3, okay, because it's New York town, right?
Right.
But the other like wipeout performance was the Detroit Lions, who crunched their opponent, who only was able to score three points. So what happened there?
You know, their opponent last year, the Kansas City Chiefs, won the AFC West. They were in the playoffs. They're supposed to be a really good team. The Lions, they were supposed to have a great defense, but their offense has just been it's been insane this year. I mean, the Lions have more points scored than the New England Patriots, who have Tom Brady and that, you know, the high-powered offense everyone talks about, and they've allowed the least amount of points in all of the NFL over two games.
And with Chicago losing, suddenly Detroit looks pretty good in that NL Central.
Oh, yeah. Well, Detroit's had six wins in a row going back to last year. They're kind of carrying that momentum over. They quietly won four games when no one, maybe outside of Celeste, was paying attention to them. So they've got a six-game winning streak. They're hot.
Suddenly the world is awakening to the Detroit Lions. All right, but the big matchups yesterday were, first of all, the Falcons-Eagles. We talked a little bit about quarterbacks. Michael Vick did all right until he got a concussion. Rank the Falcons-Eagles.
Well, you know, it was a good game because, like, at the end of the third quarter, as Vick was being taken off the field with a concussion, he pointed to the scoreboard as he was being booed off. And then the Falcons came back and made this great comeback. So if you don't like Michael Vick, last night couldn't have been any better for you because he got knocked out and he kind of looked foolish pointing at the scoreboard before the game was over.
But the Vick drama continues through the season, and that certainly the NFL has to be happy about. The Patriots beat the Chargers 35-21, a team that normally actually bedevils the Patriots. What happened there?
That's another Tom Brady. They ran a lot more than they usually do. Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis had some nice runs for the Patriots, and I think the Chargers are still going to turn out. I've got the Chargers as a pick for my Super Bowl. So
all right, well they perennially make the playoffs. Before we go, you know, we talked about the Detroit Lions, who are 2-0, right?
Yeah.
The Buffalo Bills 2-0. They beat the Raiders 38-35 in a real squeaker.
The only team that has more points than the Lions in the NFL are the Buffalo Bills.
Wow.
Let your head swirl around that for a while this morning.
Finally,
this is not supposed to happen.
Jets for real, 2-0?
Oh, I think so. Yeah, I think they're just carrying over what happened last year. They look good.
All right. For all the sports picks, go to thetakeaway.org. Nando DeFino, sports writer for the Wall Street Journal on the second week of the NFL season. Nando, thanks so much.
Anytime, John.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.